Though just over 3 miles from Bucharest city centre, Ferentari appeared like another world. The scenes from outside switched from a well-kept and busy metropolis to a run-down ghetto not even low-end supermarket chains dared to set up shop in. The stunning architecture of the Romanian Athenaeum and the colossal parliament buildings, the quaint little cafes under the yellow glass of the Macavilla Cross Passage, and high street stores in the old centre were replaced with the telltale signs of poverty. From discarded piles of garbage littered through the streets to the scattered high-rise apartment buildings marred with age and neglect.
"This place gives me post-apocalyptic vibes," Ashton commented, rolling up his window from the driver's seat once they got back into the car.
Maggie sat in the back with Leon and placed her hand over his. Hers appeared so small against his strong and capable fist. She longed for those hands, for his touch. Yet she refrained from inching closer to him and tried to focus on their reasons for being in the slums. Their relationship and her worries for Leon's mental well-being had to wait, especially when all of their lives were in imminent danger. Maggie ran her fingers over her gun as they drew closer to their destination. She hadn't had the pleasure of visiting Ferentari before, but it was a familiar sight. There were places like this everywhere in the world, outer city areas where money, opportunity and education levels were low, and the drug use and violence that came with it were at an all-time high. Though most of the wealthy and more fortunate residents of Bucharest would like to forget that Ferentari existed, covering it up like an unsightly blemish on an overall beautiful city, it was a vital and necessary part of the city's makeup. Without the poor, there could be no rich. Without people to exploit for cheap labour and to sell things to, the wealthy couldn't live their lavish lifestyles, so they merely pretended ghettos like Ferentari didn't exist. In the same way they walked past the homeless outside their favourite restaurants and designer stores. They were invisible to people who didn't have to worry about where their next meal was coming from. Out of sight, out of mind, tucked far enough away from their daily metropolitan lives so as not to be a problem. Ashton stopped the car a few streets away and made sure to park behind a row of garages. The rental was a basic Volvo, old and unassuming to match the rest of the cars there. The paintwork wasn't chipped or rusting, but Maggie kicked in a few dents soon after they left the lot. If they required a quick exit, the last thing they needed was to run to their getaway car only to find someone had stolen it. Ashton had tried to pay cash for the car, but Maggie let Leon cover it with his fake inked international company card. If they were out risking everything for the unit, the least the government could do was pick up the bill for any damages sustained to the vehicle. Ashton ran the keys across the doors when Maggie pointed this out. His little act of rebellion reminding them that while he may be helping by working with the unit, there was still no love lost between him.